ladies, welcome back to the Urban Christian Woman Podcast. Toshiba and I are here,
yes,
about to drop a little something,
yes,
for you guys about what's coming up next. Toshiba, talk to the ladies about what's coming up.
Leah, I feel like we have talked so many times about womanhood in our lives, and I think we've even done some short snippets of podcasts around this when we first started,
yeah,
the Urban Christian Woman. But now more than ever, what better time than the present to dig into the conversation about womanhood? And not just particularly womanhood in the context of what many of us probably have some familiarity with, which is roles and responsibilities. No. What we want to do...
Yep, reel it back.
What we want to do is go back to the beginning. Our goal is to help us as women, and when I'm saying us, I'm including myself, to anchor us in gospel identity from beginning to end.
That's right.
I'm excited for this series on womanhood, creating better narratives.
Yeah. And we've had a lot over the time with Proclaim events and with the way we've interacted with women on social media, even some of the interviews that we've had. Girl, I hear all the time people are like, that Carolyn Custis James interview?
Very true.
So ladies, if you haven't, in this in-between time, go on back and listen to that episode. In all of those spaces, right, there's a ton of just, I want to say, like, loaded questions about womanhood.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because we're getting all these messages, right? We have all these different pockets of people who want to identify for you what womanhood looks like, what it means, what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And how do you sort of filter through all those messages to get to really God's true message about who am I as an image bearer, who is a woman in His world? Toshiba, talk about how we're framing it. What is the framework for this series?
Yeah, for this series, we're going to focus on four frameworks. The origin story from the biblical lens, from beginning to end, Genesis to Revelation. And then we are going to talk about the cultural story that we are told, as well as the family story that we're told, our family history. And then what does it mean to have a lasting legacy and leave a legacy that is rooted in kingdom womanhood or gospel identity as a woman?
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about this because we are going to be able to, one, root ourselves and anchor ourselves in the foundation of scripture, and then be able to look almost not just at a 50-foot view, but I think come down a little bit further into our own spaces and our own lives and be able to see how culture has had an impact, our family history has had an impact, and how the gospel is interwoven in all of that, and even for our legacy, for what we want to leave others.
Yeah, because we have sort of this whole picture, right? Almost like a comprehensive view that God has given us for us as people, right? As women in all spaces,
right?
Right, created in His image. But then, like you said, when we get small, when we get sort of lower down, there's a view of, we're getting different messages based on your culture, where you live, where you grew up, the culture that you find yourself in, ethnic, geographic, about what it means to be a woman, right?
Yeah.
And then, like you said, you go further down and in your family, right? Generationally.
Yeah. Generationally.
What have I been hearing from my grandma, my great-grandma? Mm-hmm. What have I been seeing modeled by my own mother? So all of those things, right, are messages that get woven into our very spirit, our mind, about what it means to be a woman. And how do we, like you're saying, how do we dissect that and say, what is good? What's from God? What is broken and needs to be redeemed? And like, where is God calling me forward?
Yeah.
I'm so excited about this because I think it's going to hit all of these different levels. When we were preparing for this and talking about, man, like, what would it look like for us to spend some time talking about womanhood and unpacking that for the podcast? We were really wanting to say, move away from what we do as women, right? Our roles, like you said, how we show up. Are you show up as a single woman, as a mother, or are you showing up in, you know, these roles? But more about who are we called to be in all the spaces, right? Mm-hmm. Who am I called to be as a Black woman in America who is created in God's image and called new in Christ and called forward into His kingdom? So how many layers, right,
how
of identity
layers
did I just say in that?
Yeah. absolutely.
So I'm really excited. And along with that, journey with us, ladies.
Oh my goodness, ladies.
We have such a treat for this journey.
We do. I am so excited, Leah, because we are crafting a special formed guide that is going to focus on these four frameworks. Focusing on origin story, focusing on cultural history, focusing on family history, focusing on a lasting legacy. And you will be able to journey through the entire guide with the podcast. And it will also, just like Leah was saying, it, how many layers there are to you as a Black woman living in America who is also married, who has children, right? There's so many layers to that, right? You're going to be able to use the guide to really focus on you as a person, because we know that we're not able to address every single detail of every single woman in this world.
Yeah, we'd be here all day.
We would be here all day. The goal is that you would use the guide to help you narrow in on how God has framed you and made you, with his story as the anchor and the foundation, propelling the other areas of your life. I'm really excited about that.
I'm so excited about that.
And here's a fun fact. I was just sitting here listening to you talk, and I was like, man, I've known Leah for quite some time, since you were like younger. But I think we also,
since we were younger.
But also I think about like the times that we connected mm-hmm. in your adult years mm-hmm. were always at gatherings that were wrapped around matters of womanhood.
That's true, because we went to a couple conferences.
Yes.
Man, in yes. all these spaces. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. So, you know, we come in with our own stories as well, women. And so we're going to be journeying through this series together. How can you prepare for this series? Listen, if you're not connected to our digital platforms, particularly through social media, we're going to be having a series of questions to engage some dialogue around this. We really wanted to do some high-level, low-level market research around womanhood and all of these ways.
Yeah, I mean, we want to hear your voices.
We want to hear your
in
voices.
In the mix. Like, in the all mix. Of that. Can inform how we talk about it, and
yes.
that this is not just sort of us in some bubble thinking
Echo
about
chamber.
It, but that we really want to journey through this as a community.
That's right. So if you're not on the platforms of Instagram and Facebook, meet us there. We're going to be on those two platforms. We can't be on all of them, okay? We got real lives. So meet us on Instagram yeah. and on Facebook, and we're going to be engaging in those platform spaces. We want you to begin to ask other sisters to join you in these conversations as we move forward. Ask them, like, what's your story around womanhood? How do you feel about being a woman? Do you find joy? Do you find sorrow? All of that. We want to be able to engage that and invite you to invite other friends
yeah.
towards this conversation.
One of the things that I think has been the most well-received, or it resounds in its impact, is these guides, right?
These guides.
Because I have ladies that have journeyed along in series, right, along with the guides, and have used them in a discipleship context and have shared that with us.
That's the goal of
it. So, right, yeah. and that's the goal, right?
Yeah.
And so I really want to encourage you ladies to look forward to this guide, grab the guide. When you're journeying with it individually, like going deeper sort of in your story, I was even thinking about for myself, like, what is the impact of womanhood to be from divorced parents? Like,
yeah.
how has that formed what I think to be about
so
being
good.
A woman out here
so
on these
good.
Streets, right?
So good.
And so I'm like, man, I'm going to like really dig into some of those layers
yeah.
individually. But then, like you're saying, let's do it in community, right?
Let's
grab
community.
The guide. Let's dig into it. And then let's share that and unpack that with one another in community. So this is a tool that's meant for individual work and also meant for discipleship.
That's absolutely the case. So ladies, the series launches the second week of March. We're inviting you to grab the guide. It should be ready and available. Check out our platforms at the beginning of March and journey with us through womanhood. Let's anchor ourselves in the gospel story from beginning to end. Bye.
Peace.